Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, UCMiracles.com. Today is Tuesday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. The Titans were, I guess, somewhat on the practice field yesterday. They said it was an estimated walkthrough, which is typical for teams getting ready for Thursday night football on Monday. I don't know how much to take away from any of the injury report stuff other than Chris Hubbard does have a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. I would say it is a long shot for him to play. When he went out on Sunday and moved MPF to right tackle, put Andre Dillard back in at left tackle, went okay. They will have a tougher test against the Steelers on Thursday night. Steelers defensive front is better than the Falcons, and just on the road, all those types of things. So, I mean, it's going to be a tougher test for the entire offense on Thursday, but you'd rather have your best guys out there. I would be surprised if Hubbard plays, just because, especially on a short week, it's just not, I don't know how likely it is that he's going to clear concussion protocol. And I saw a stat the other day about like the time frame that it's been taking players to get through, and I think that some of them are getting through in less than a week. But I can't think of a time recently with the Titans where a guy got a concussion and played the following week. I think Vrabel has been pretty standard on it's going to take at least a week to get back from that. So, and then especially when you throw in the short week, I would be surprised if you see him play. There's a little bit more noise in the background today. Sorry, I'm recording this as I'm creeping down 24 because it's the worst interstate in the country. Other than that, Roger McCreary was listed as a limited participant. He had the hamstring injury pop up last Wednesday. Did not play on Sunday. I'd be surprised if he plays. We'll see how they, as we go throughout the week, how they list him as far as practicing, and then if he, what his injury designation is going into the game. But my assumption at this point is that he will be one of the players that is ruled out when Vrabel does that press conference. I guess that would be on Wednesday this week. That's going to be my guess on what happens there. Maybe not. We'll see. The other thing happened yesterday, Vrabel's Monday presser. A lot of talk about the quarterback, and there was talk about booing or talk about quarterback. We'll talk a little bit about both. The quarterback situation, obviously Ryan Tannehill's still not healthy. Jeremy Fowler reported that, Levis will start Thursday because Tannehill's still not healthy. No, real big breaking news story there. Vrabel did, somewhat hedge yesterday when asked if Ryan Tannehill was the starter. When he's healthy, he said, well, Ryan's not healthy right now, so we can't really answer that question. So we'll see. We'll see how Levis plays on Thursday. Again, this is a much tougher test. If he comes through this one, pretty good, unscathed, then, you know, I think at that point, even as stubborn as Vrabel can be, I think he would pretty much have to relent that, it's time to, turn the keys over to Levis. There's a lot made about whatever happened with Vrabel and Levis as Levis was coming up the tunnel. That was fun. And there was some talk of infighting in the organization this past week with the leak about who the starting cornerback was going to be, and the Vrabel saying they were going to play both. Here's what I will just caution you to remember. Mike Vrabel has the most power right now, okay? That's not been come out and said, but if you just watch how things have gone down, Mike Vrabel has the most power. Mike Vrabel was 100% on board with them drafting Will Levis, with them trading up to get Will Levis. Vrabel wanted Levis, okay? And so for these people that are like, oh, he didn't really want it, nah. Vrabel wanted Levis. Now, does Vrabel want to play Levis right now? I can't answer that question. But the trying to figure out what that was about, come on. We don't know. We don't know what was said there. We don't know. So it's dumb to try to put anything else on that. People were talking about how Vrabel didn't, give Will Levis his whatever in the press conference. If you've watched Mike Vrabel for any time at all, that's what he does. He will never give the quarterback too much credit. He's always been like it. He's been like it the whole time he's been here. So you should not be surprised when you see him deflect a question about how well the quarterback played. That's what he does. It's not because he doesn't like Will Levis. It's mind-boggling to me that people are making that into a thing. The other thing that was a big deal was about the boos. The boos when Malik Willis came in the game on Sunday. Now, what are you booing? People can boo. I don't care. I don't care. I've booed at games before. I don't think anybody should tell anybody else how to act when it comes to that kind of stuff, right? You can have your own personal opinion and you can go by that, but it's not my job to tell somebody they should or shouldn't boo. What I would say is that if you were booing when Willis went in the game, your boos should be more directed at Vrabel than Willis, because Vrabel's the one that put Willis in the game. Vrabel said that, hey, I can take it, put out a poll. He told Jim White, put out a poll, we'll see who they're booing, whatever. And Vrabel, he doesn't care. My opinion in that is that it's not Malik Willis' fault he's going into the game, right? And did we want to see Malik Willis then? No. Because, the first time especially, when it's the first drive, you've got a rookie quarterback out there, let him get into a rhythm, okay? So there is that piece of it. But secondly, it just breaks up the role, all that stuff. Anyway, so my frustration in that moment was not with Malik Willis. They fumble, and then now we're going to get into the – I saw somebody breaking down percent on, whose fault. It was 70% on Brewer, 20% on Malik, 10% on Vrabel. Who cares? The fact is, he put a different quarterback in. The exchange didn't go well. It was a shotgun snap. Didn't go well. It was dumb to do that right then. That's on Mike Vrabel. So you may not like Malik Willis. You may think that Levis should play over Willis. That's all fair. I agree with that. But to boo Malik Willis when he goes in the game is a little bit dumb to me. But again, do whatever you want. I don't care. I was more frustrated with Vrabel for putting him in there. But you knew Vrabel was going to do it because Vrabel said all week he was going to do it. And he is. If he says all week he's going to do it, he's going to do it. So anyway, I would imagine we see less of that as we go forward. Definitely not as early as we saw it on Sunday. They may still have some sub packages for Malik Willis. Would not be surprised by that. They worked Willis in last year when Tannehill was the quarterback. So anyway, there may be some of that stuff, and it results in a fumble pretty much every time. But whatever they want to do there, that's up to them. Fine, whatever. But I think we will see less of that as long as Levis continues to play, reasonably well, somewhere close to where he played on Sunday. I think he'll be fine. So anyway, that's all for today. They'll have a practice today. And again, just short weeks, everything's kind of sped up. Today's basically a Thursday, or I think Rabel said yesterday was Thursday, so today's Friday. Anyway, so we'll get all that, but we won't get injury designations and all that stuff until Wednesday, game on Thursday. All right, that'll do it for this show today. Check out MuseumMiracles.com. We'll have all the news that comes out today. Trade deadline is today. I don't really expect the Titans to do anything else. There was the report from some random person on Twitter that the Titans and the Ravens had a deal in place for Derrick Henry, and then Amy Adams Strunk nixed it. Paul Kowarski said that it did not happen. So there's that. I think the Titans are probably done at this point. I think they saw some promise in Levis on Sunday and may just want to keep this thing together and see how that plays out. I'm good with that. Because again, all right, just real quick on this. I get moving Kevin Byard like they did. I think that to find out if that was worth doing or not, we have to see if anything comes of those picks, right? With Derrick Henry, a guy that, and Kevin Byard meant a ton of the franchise too, but Derrick Henry has been the face of this franchise for the last, 3, 4, 5 years. You better get something worthwhile if you're going to trade him in the season. That's my opinion. Now, again, is it better to get something versus nothing in the offseason when he leaves, when his contract's up? I mean, I understand that argument, but at the same time, a guy that has meant so much to your franchise and has done all the things that he's done, it may just be better to let him play it out from a, just relationship standpoint with what other players see, how your organization acts. Again, I don't know if all that plays into it, but I will say that there's a little bit of a difference in letting him leave as a free agent when his contract is up versus trading him. And again, Derrick Henry is going to retire as a Titan. He's going to be in the Titans, ring of honor or whatever it is. All that stuff's going to happen. Same thing's true for Kevin Byard. But maybe it's better than to let him just play this out, to use him, to let him get some numbers this year, than getting a fifth-round pick for him. I mean, what are the odds a fifth-round pick turns anything that really, is going to help your franchise going forward? So that's just kind of my thoughts on it. But I do understand the argument, too, that getting something for him is better than getting nothing for him in a season where you're going nowhere. So, again, one of those things that, I can see both sides of it, but I think my personal preference would be, now, if they're going to get a 2 for him, by all means. But I just think you're probably talking about a day-3 pick at this point. And so, I think it's probably better just to let him play it out here and then go your separate ways in the offseason. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Again, Home Run Throwback. Just search that out wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, all those good things. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.